Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. And today, is Aaron Rodgers' career on jeopardy? By now, most of America has heard of Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay quarterback has been in the NFL for 16 years. He's earned three NFL MVP awards, taken his team to the playoffs 11 times, holds a significant number of NFL passing records, and sports one Super Bowl ring while playing football for Mid-America's favorite team. He's paid very well to do his role for Green Bay as well. Rodgers is slated to earn a whopping $37 million in 2021. Like recently retired Saints quarterback Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, now 37 years old, has checked all of the boxes required to gain entrance into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He has been able to successfully take the reins from another Green Bay Hall of Fame quarterback named Brett Favre. Just like many professional athletes, Aaron Rodgers has increased his fame and fortune by becoming more of a national media personality. Though best known for a series of Discount Double Check commercials on behalf of State Farm Insurance, Rodgers recently branched out into yet another realm of the media. After the passing of Jeopardy host Alex Trebek a few months ago, the long-lived game show has opted to try out several guest hosts and test how they connect with the fans. The guest hosts have included former Jeopardy champions and an assortment of media darlings. The rotating guest host process has helped viewers from getting too misty-eyed remembering the recent loss of the beloved Trebek, who hosted the show for an incredible 37 years. Recently, Aaron Rodgers was given a two-week slot as the celebrity guest host. And by most media accounts, his first week was a little bit shaky, but he really improved in week number two. Reports said that Rodgers looked much more comfortable and in command of the stage during that second week. By being the consummate football player he is, Rodgers' game show transition proved that he was quite capable of making halftime adjustments in order to win the game in the second half. The Jeopardy television ratings for Aaron Rodgers were also very good as well. Many of the fans would like to see Aaron Rodgers offered the job on TV permanently. Apparently, he'd like the same thing. But how can a guy who still has a few years left on a very lucrative football contract to play in Green Bay be available to record a 5 days per week television game show too? The Green Bay Packers quarterback recently revealed, quote, "I don't think I'd need to give up football to do it. They, Jeopardy, film 46 days a year. I work 187 in Green Bay. That gives me 178 days to do Jeopardy. So I feel like I could fit 46 days into that 178 and make it all work." Remember, Aaron Rodgers played his college football at California's Cal Berkeley. He owns a home in Del Mar, California, just north of San Diego, and he seems to enjoy his celebrity status in the Los Angeles area, too. He isn't married yet, and is a frequently mentioned personality in the celebrity gossip publications. Before you laugh about trading in his cleats for hosting a game show like Jeopardy, Alex Trebek was making about $10 million per season on that show. Assuming Aaron Rodgers played two more seasons in the NFL and earning about $75 million in that time, he could earn about the same amount of money in 8 years of TV work without having another 300-pound lineman throwing him to the turf. This particular game show hosting role requires a lot of mental discipline, but Rodgers is quite smart, scored a nifty 1310 on his high school SAT, and more importantly, the host must be able to connect with the audience on the set and at home. Whether Aaron Rodgers is likable enough for either role right now, NFL quarterback or a national television game show host, seems to be a very big question. From a statistical perspective, Aaron Rodgers' on-field performance in Green Bay has been legendary. But Rodgers has suffered a number of injuries in his career, too. One source showed that he has received three concussions, two shoulder injuries, two calf injuries, a knee, and a foot injury over his 16 years in Green Bay. However, Aaron Rodgers' clubhouse rapport has been a lingering question over the years. Most quarterbacks are considered to be the team leader, as they are the on-field coach for the team's offense and must make split-second decisions prior to every offensive snap. In Rodgers' case, his clubhouse reputation seems to have been, at times, a little bit more temperamental, like a Hollywood diva instead of the leader of Wisconsin's pack of cheeseheads. Just prior to last week's NFL draft, Aaron Rodgers cemented that diva role after issuing a trade me or else ultimatum to the Packers management. He said that he has played his last down in Green Bay and wants to be traded, and if not, he'll either sit out this coming season or retire. He refuses to play another down of football in Green Bay. Now, it was just a year ago when Green Bay surprised everyone and drafted Utah State quarterback Jordan Love with the team's first-round pick. Aaron Rodgers, the incumbent quarterback, took that move as a personal insult, and he hasn't been a happy camper with team management ever since. For his part, Jordan Love never even saw the field in 2020, as the Packers' longtime quarterback Aaron Rodgers completed his third NFL MVP season in Green Bay. So why is Rodgers still upset a year later? He has felt like the Packers haven't tried to upgrade Green Bay's wide receiver talent for several years, and he also believes that team management doesn't care about his opinion anymore either. Sources say that Aaron Rodgers told Green Bay management recently that he is willing to be traded to one of three teams: the San Francisco 49ers, Denver Broncos, or the Las Vegas Raiders. The Packers apparently shot down any trade to another NFC team, and as a result, San Francisco used their first-round pick in last week's draft to select North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance. That makes one team down and two possibilities remaining for this talented quarterback who also wants to be the host of the Jeopardy game show. That leaves the AFC's Denver and Las Vegas. You might remember that Peyton Manning was ultimately released by the Indianapolis Colts. He signed with Denver and then led the Broncos to a Super Bowl win in February 2016. The Broncos' quarterback situation has been shaky ever since, and this might be a great fit for Aaron Rodgers. Plus, it's only a two-hour flight from Denver to Los Angeles if he was offered the game show gig. The Las Vegas Raiders quarterback position would also be upgraded by adding Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Plus, Coach John Gruden has publicly admitted recently that he should have selected Aaron Rodgers with his first-round pick years ago when he was the head coach in Tampa Bay. With Vegas now being just a one-hour flight to LA, Hollywood Rodgers might be happiest right there. But football is a team game, and one player, even an MVP such as Aaron Rodgers, is just one of 22 starters on offense and defense. Rodgers remains under contract for another two seasons, so all trades are in the hands of Green Bay. The Packers could reap a load of future draft picks and other talented players if they decided to trade their pouting star quarterback. Former Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Terry Bradshaw, who has four Super Bowl rings, thinks that Green Bay should hold firm and refuse to trade Aaron Rodgers. Bradshaw, who was considered a bit of a diva himself during his playing days in Pittsburgh in the 1970s, feels like Aaron Rodgers will eventually come around. Quote, "Here's what I think they should do. I wouldn't budge. Let him gripe. Let him cry. Retire. You're 37. Go ahead and retire. See you later. I'm really strong about stuff like that. It just makes him look weak." Now that this year's NFL draft just concluded, it will now be easier for Green Bay to evaluate any possible offers for their star but unhappy quarterback, and there will be no shortage of possible suitors. If I were the Packers, I would jettison this malcontent and take the best offer, regardless of whatever team it comes from, before training camp opens later this summer. The drama just isn't worth it. But if I were Aaron Rodgers, I think I'd just sit right now and wait. Jeopardy expects to make a decision on their new host by late July or early August. It remains up to Green Bay to make the next move, as the ball is definitely in their court. While I doubt Aaron Rodgers will be named as the permanent host for this game show, the odds of seeing him play NFL football wearing a Green Bay uniform is certainly in jeopardy. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.